Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I know I'm jumping the gun, as I do so often, but this week has been really hard for me. I feel like, on the one hand, I have more business than I've ever had, which is really great, but I feel like I'm working harder, and it's disproportionate to the amount of business that I'm getting. The other thing I'm noticing is that where I live is extremely hot, and it's really beginning to bother me. The contrast between going outside and inside is kind of driving me nuts. And I feel like when I step outside, I'm in an oven. And then after a while, I get accustomed to that. And then I go back inside, and now I'm in a freezer. And I'm sure that that's really nice for a lot of people, but I would really like to be in a very different place about this. I guess what I could say is that the contrast that's going on right now is really intense, and I would really, really like to feel better. Do you have any suggestions for me? Okay, so there's something else that you didn't mention, but we do know about because you've told us, and that is that you have more business because you intended to have more business. What you may have forgotten was that what you want is business that's easy, effortless, and flowing. And all you need to do is go back to your manifesting process and sort of amend and start saying things like, the customers I have are wonderful and amazing and delightful and delicious, and they're easy to work with, and they're paying me more than I've ever been paid before, and I'm really loving that, and I do not feel overwhelmed. You might start there. I don't feel overwhelmed, because when you say I don't feel overwhelmed, you can then use that to pivot. Instead of feeling overwhelmed, I feel like I'm flowing. I feel like they're carrying me. I realize that my customers are my greatest helpers. They're wonderful, amazing people. Most of them I've never met. I don't know anything about them, but I really love working with them. I love dealing with them. I love everything about dealing with them. They're a lot of fun. Start defining them. They're manifesting forms. You are not at the effect of your customers. They are your subjects. They are not objects. They are not other people. They're you in expression and extension. So you can define how that is. You do not have to be overwhelmed by anyone at all. And you really aren't. So if you go back and listen to the conversation, which perhaps you've done by the time you get here, you will notice that one of the things that we said was that there really is no feel worse. There is a feel better, but there is no feel worse, because unconditional love only has one direction, expansion, and that's what feels better. Alignment is what is happening when you decide to get in alignment with who you really are. That's what feels better. That's why feel better means something. Because you have developed this ability to see in binary terms, this feels worse and this feels better. That's why we talk about it. It's not because it's a universal principle. It's something you've developed. It's what you're sitting with. And it's okay. But you are not required. You are not required at all to deal with anything that happens, ever. When contrast arises, it's not telling you, hey, this is really shitty. When contrast arises, what it's telling you is that you are having something that you don't like, and you can have something different. That's why the contrast of I don't like this arises. I don't like this isn't like a, and you're stupid and you're an idiot. That's not what it's saying. I don't like this means there's something else I want. Now, along those lines, let's talk about the weather. You're not subject to the weather either. The weather is not a global thing. We understand there is a globe, and you can look at the globe. You can go look at pictures of a satellite right now. There's a satellite taking a picture of you at this very moment. Now, you won't see yourself. It's too far away, and you're likely in a building, so they can't see you. And by that, we mean the eyes of the camera. So the thing that we're saying here is that, yes, the Earth is a globe and it's turning on its axis, which causes weather to happen. That's the reason why weather happens. It's turning on its axis. Also, there's water heating and cooling, which is causing wind to occur. There is ground that is heating and cooling, which is also causing weather to occur. And wind, clouds are forming because water's evaporating. Sometimes the water evaporates but doesn't form a cloud. It just moves around kind of in a lifeless form. And that can be a really humid day. Now, this is a course in meteorology. What we're saying here is that the weather that you're experiencing on a global level is an illusion. It's the illusory illusion. It's more illusional than anything else because there is no such thing as a global level. Yes, you have pictures of your Earth. You have sent satellites out way far away so that they can turn around and take a picture. You sent people to the moon so they can turn around and take a picture. That's nice. And that's all completely right, but it doesn't govern you. All weather is local, to coin a phrase. All weather is local. It's as hot as you believe it to be, and it's as cool as you believe it to be. Yeah, you could say, well, okay, I can get my body to where it's accustomed. No, you're already doing that. You go outside into the hot oven of the day, as you phrase it. You go out into the hot oven of the day, and eventually you become accustomed to, let's say, 104 degrees with humidity. And then you go into the freezer of the house or the building, and then you become accustomed to that. And you go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And it is stressful. Not because of the back and forth, but because you say it's stressful. So you don't have to abide by any of these things that you've decided. Everything is happening for you, including the weather. When you realize that everything is happening for you, including the weather, including your customers, including the amount of business that you have, you can start to change your mind about what is actually happening. Instead of looking at the weather as something that's a cause, we'd recommend you look at it as an effect. Why it's so hot is not really the point. What you do with the heat is the point. And whether you cool off the heat and decide for a cooler day than the one you had yesterday, whether you decide that your body isn't as affected by these swings in temperature as you believe it to be, it's up to you. But you get to decide what all of this means. Nothing is happening at you or to you. It's all happening for you. We have a physical friend. We know that you heard this conversation. You were on the call when it occurred, who came to us many years ago. They were in the Indian Ocean, and there was a typhoon bearing down on the island that they were standing on. And they said, we don't want to go through this typhoon. And we said, okay, well, if you don't want to go through the typhoon, you need to embrace it. You need to be in it. Go ahead and have it now. Don't wait for it to arrive. Just go ahead and have it now. Two things happened as a result of what our friend did. One was the typhoon did pass over them, but it was not nearly as intense as everyone was predicting, and it didn't really leave much damage in its wake. It was inconvenient more than anything else. But the other thing was that ever since then, that friend of ours, and we know you've heard this over the years, that friend has come on the line and said, oh yeah, well, I was having this really kind of gloomy weather, and I decided I was ready for some bright sunshine. And very shortly, clouds parted, and suddenly it was bright and sunny. You can do the exact same thing. This is like everything else. You're manifesting everything, including the weather, and it's very important for you to remember that weather is local. Don't look at this as a global phenomenon. Look at it as a local event, because remember, your physical reality is only as big as it needs to be. You have the idea of your patch of land being on the planet Earth that you can see from outer space. But that's, to put it in a way that we wouldn't normally say this, that's a rumor of war. In your case, that might be a really good way to put it, because you do believe you're under attack by the climate. Weather is local. It's not global. You've got evidence that it's global, but that's okay, because you have evidence of lots of things that you don't directly experience. There's electricity in the wires in your house that you have the ability to use, that you're using right now, undoubtedly. But the power plant is only a rumor until you can see it. And you could go chase it down. You go watch the wires and see where they go. And you could go run and find the power plant if you want to. Or look on a map and it'll say power plant is here. But we'd really recommend that you just pay attention to the fact that you have electricity on demand and it rises up to meet you when you want it. When you flip a switch, the light turns on. The weather's no different. Your body is no different. Nothing is any different than that. Electricity runs through the stream of default manifesting because you don't have any clue as to how to manage it, which is to your benefit. The weather appears to be in the stream of default manifesting, except that you've pulled it out. Now you can put it back in and be like, the weather's always working for me no matter what I do. That's easy. Theoretically, it may not be easy to you. It may be that the reason why you pulled this out would be the same reason, because our friend did tell us this at one point, that typhoon, low those many years ago, helped them remember that they get to decide whether the day is sunny or not, whether the day is warm or cool. And you can do the same thing. The way you do it is no different than any other kind of manifesting. You intend it and allow it and step back. Then don't contradict it. Don't contradict what you're wanting. Don't use evidence that your eyes or your skin is presenting to say, hey, but it's still really, really hot. If nothing else, you can say this is a precursor to what's coming. Because as you well know, for you, this specifically applies to you, it might apply to some others. When it gets really, really hot and sticky, that means it's about to rain. You can use that. Use any opening you can think of, no matter how wild or crazy it might be. You can imagine that you have a machine that's called the Weathermaker, the Weathermaker 3000, and you go beep, bop, boop, and then it provides you with a pleasant day, one where the temperature is broken, one where people are walking around and saying, oh, what relief, this is so great. And you could do that. You could use other people as your manifesting points and say, the weather is so much better today than it was yesterday. Oh, it's so much cooler. It doesn't feel as oppressive. And everybody's like, yeah, and I just feel like I'm more relaxed. And I feel like, I could just do things that I couldn't do yesterday. Use that in your imagination to see yourself having the experience of the weather you desire. Use other people for that purpose. Weather is local. It's not global. And this isn't a meteorological statement. It's not a scientific statement. This is metaphysics 101. Everything is local. Nothing is global. Everything is happening on your behalf and to your benefit, including the sun rising and setting, the clouds passing over, the rain falling, the wind blowing, the heat subsiding. Use your imagination, use your creativity. Get out your crayons and your Big Chief tablet and start drawing pretty pictures of a day that you want to have with a smiley face on your face. Meaning that what you're doing is you're seeing yourself in the having of what you're wanting. As your skin gives you reports as to what the current temperature is, as your nostrils inform you that the weather indeed is really hot and damp, or hot and dry, as the case may be, as you feel the pebbling of your skin as you walk back into a cold building, at those points right there, ignore as much as you can what it is that you're noticing and put your attention instead on, this is temporary, this is transitory, this is not going to last forever, this is going to change. In fact, its change is imminent, and I can feel the imminentness of the change, the inevitability of the change, of this is a really pleasant day. Oh, this is a really pleasant day. And it's not, woohoo, this is a really great day. No, it's like, this is a pleasant day. I feel so much easier in my body. I feel so much more relaxed. Anything you can do like that, play with it. Going back to your customers for a moment, play with your customers. Imagine that you're having delicious, delightful conversations with them, or as the case may be, or that you're having no conversations with them other than to say, thank you for your payment. Thank you for your purchase. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Easy, 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 easy. Whatever you want. Furthermore, the thing we sort of touched on but didn't go too deep into, but now we'll turn back to. Selling things is not connected to making money. You don't make money. You've never made money. You never will make money. It doesn't happen. you're manifesting cash. And if what you're thinking is that in order to manifest cash, you have to have more customers and put more attention onto the needs of your customers, that can be a big deal. We get it. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. You can certainly see yourself floating downstream with a wad of cash that's really, really big, that feels really, really delicious, and there's more coming where that came from, through multiple channels, many of which you haven't identified yet, and it all being very easy. We think that the very easy part to you kind of seems like a pipe dream, so you might want to spend a little bit of time playing with that and loosening that up like clay that you're going to kind of warm up and help get a little softer so that you can work with it, or like a palette where you're like playing with colors until you get the color you actually want before you apply it with the brush to the canvas. That having a business can be really, really easy, where you just basically are there to check to see what your bank balance is and to see if anyone has any questions, but it all flows really, really easily. But be imaginative, be creative, because we can't really tell you the right way to do this. But you, however, if you sit down and start playing with these ideas, can get really clear about what you're wanting and then allow it, intend it and allow it. And you know how to do intending and you know how to do allowing. So we would recommend you use those. If nothing else, just take a deep breath. And remember, right here where you are at this moment, at this time, in this place, everything is right here, right now, right in place for you. Now, one final thing, versions. Don't forget about your versions. Clouds are versions too. Clouds are people too. Rain is people too. Humidity is people too. You can use your versions to conjure up weather that you like. There's a version of me who right now is a cold front that's sweeping through my town at this red hot minute. Or you could do simple things like, there's a version of me right now who is walking around feeling cool as a cucumber, whether inside or outside, doesn't matter where I go, just absolutely cool. And if you'll notice, you likely have an image of someone that you've known who does that, who never seems to really be that bothered by however cold or warm it is. They just are like, no, oh, it's just a great day. I just love doing what I'm doing. There's a version of me who is in alignment with the weather that I'm having right now, who really is enjoying this weather, who is leaning into it. You can do that. Back to your customers. There's a version of me who is absolutely, positively in love with each and every person who is buying my products. I don't know any of them, but I absolutely adore them. There's a version of me who feels the smoothness and the efficiency of the systems that are in place to help me. There's a version of me who is here helping me have what I'm wanting more and more of, delighting in it, reveling in it, basking in it, enjoying it. And it's really, really delightful and delicious and magical indeed. There's a version of me who is present with all of this, knowing that everything, including the weather and my wonderful customers, are working for me on my behalf and to my benefit. Just walk around doing that if you want to. Or you can just simply say, there's a version of me right now who is thinking a thought that feels better, or I am thinking a thought that feels better right now. Or isn't it wonderful? Or isn't it amazing? Or life is really wonderful? Or all is well? Bring yourself into alignment. Let it flow. Let it carry you. You're in the right place at the right time, in the right way, right here and right now. And all of these things are happening for you, on your behalf, and most definitely to your benefit. So, an excellent question, a wonderful way to start off this series. We thank you very much, as always. Very delicious, very wonderful, very powerful, and very magical. Very magical, indeed.